Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Nicola Everett.
Hello, it's Wednesday, June the 16th. Hope you're okay and have been able to make the most of the very good weather we've had recently, because apparently it's all set to come to an abrupt end from this evening. A weather warning is in place for thunderstorms from 6 tonight right through until Saturday morning. Forecasters reckon up to 30 millimetres of rain could fall in the space of just an hour, and that could lead to some flooding. Well, Earl Bonner is from KCC Highways. He's been speaking to Ish.
This level of rainfall in a short period of time really will impact drainage systems, and these will surcharge, which will lead to flooding problems on the network. Again, it's been very dry, so the ground isn't going to soak the water as much, and then this will also deflect off and could lead to further issues for us.
And, you know, if we're heading out and about on the roads as well, I mean, it sounds like a significant amount of rainfall. What's your advice to us if we're going out?
Well, just drive to the conditions of the road, really, and the weather that you see in front of you. As I've alluded to, it could be quite hazardous, difficult driving conditions. So just drive slowly, leave enough braking distance. And of course, if you do come across anything that does seem to be a hazard, of either it could be a tree down because there could be some winds as well, please report it through to Kent County Council. And we'll send out one of our incident response officers to inspect and arrange the necessary works.
We'll just get to that, absolutely, in terms of the response. Of course, you know, there is that risk of flooding and to last for a few days as well, this rainfall. What other potential concerns are there? We've seen significant damage to properties in the past when it's been, thunderstorms, and we've seen how heavy the flooding can be. Is that a real concern?
Well, again, I mean, we've had this yellow weather warning, so we'll just have to, it's a bit of a watching brief, to be honest. We're ensuring that our gullies are cleared. If members of the public do report them, if there's any debris in top of the gullies that people see, then just try and remove that, because it helps the water to get into the system. It could be localised pockets, but unfortunately, if we get the level of water predicted in those short hour period, then unfortunately there's not many systems that can cope with the volume of water falling in a short space of time.
And so what kind of measures do you guys have in place to ensure that you can obviously protect us and stop that significant flooding?
Well, we have tankers on standby, so we can get tankers out to properties within 2 hours if need be. We have 24 out of hours officers on standby, so we've got two per district. And then we have our crews from AMI. So if we need to deliver sandbags or flood sacks to try and prevent water from entering properties, this is what we can do. So we are open for business 24/7. So just call into the contact centre, and then that call will come through to our officers who will be out and about monitoring the highway and reacting to issues that do arise.
If you are due to be heading out and about in Kent, don't forget to listen to our sister radio station KMFM for regular travel updates. You can also follow the travel blog at Kent Online.
Kent Online News.
Elsewhere today, there's some controversy following reports ministers are going to make it compulsory for care home staff who work with elderly and vulnerable people to have the COVID vaccination. They have 16 weeks to prove they've had their jabs, and if they haven't, they could face being redeployed or even losing their jobs. Let's hear now from Wendy Ingram, who's from Cedardale Care Home in Maidstone. She's been speaking to our colleagues at KMTV.
I think it's a good idea on one level. I do believe that the vaccination is an extra layer of protection, and we follow medical advice. There will be other things to take into consideration, obviously people's personal and religious underlying health conditions, reasoning why they can't have it done. So I don't think we can umbrella everybody.
Obviously, it brings up this ethical debate, doesn't it, of whether you should be forced to, inject yourself with something. Do you feel like that will cause any maybe problems for you as a manager, maybe hiring staff in the future?
Well, currently, we've been very lucky and fortunate. People have come forward for positions within our home have actually already had the vaccination or are down to have the vaccination. And my personal opinion is that if we're going to work in a care home, we're here to care. And it is a fundamental part of care. And as a manager, I felt my responsibility was that if I'm asking residents to have a vaccination, myself should have that vaccination. If I'm asking the vulnerable to have it, we have to go by medical advice, but we have got two fantastic surgeries who give us all the updates and support us fully and ensured us at the safety level. So good enough for our residents, it's good enough for us.
We've also been asking on our socials today what you think, or Jenny Goss put on Facebook, even if you are vaccinated, you can still catch it or pass it on. What happened to our human rights? If it could prevent it being carried, I may agree, but it doesn't. Kat Conroy adds, as a nurse, you have to have your hepatitis B and TB vaccines with all other vaccines up to date. So why should care workers be different? I believe there should be leeway for those who cannot on medical grounds. Otherwise, you need to keep yourself and your clients as safe as you can. Alison Hill has added, I would be questioning why someone in the caring, in inverted commas, profession wouldn't want to have the vaccination. Well, you can still have your say by heading to Facebook and Twitter. You can also take part in our poll on Instagram. Details from the government are expected in the next few days. It's thought they'll also start a consultation on whether it should be mandatory for all NHS staff to have the jab. Meantime, 21 and 22-year-olds are able to book their coronavirus jabs from today. The rollout's being extended again as part of efforts to get as many people vaccinated as possible before July the 19th. NHS bosses are hoping to open appointments to everyone over the age of 18 by the end of this week. Latest data shows more than three quarters of all adults here in Kent have already had at least one dose. July 19th, if you're not aware already, is the date when it's hoped all lockdown restrictions will be lifted.
Kent Online reports.
A homeless man has suffered burns after the tent he was sleeping in Canterbury was torched. Someone poured a flammable liquid onto the tent before setting it alight in Toddler's Cove. The victim, who's in his 40s, suffered minor injuries to his hands but didn't need to go to hospital. A man's been arrested in Kent over the shooting of Black equal rights activist Sasha Johnson. She remains in a critical condition in hospital after it happened in South London last month. A 25-year-old was detained in the early hours of this morning on suspicion of conspiracy to murder. Two other men have already been charged. And inspections found care home residents on Romney Marsh have been unlawfully restrained, locked out of kitchens and given no access to toilet paper. Concerns have been raised about safety and dignity at Cranmore and Stepping Stones, which look after people with learning difficulties. Urgent conditions have been imposed following visits from the Care Quality Commission in May. Emergency patients at Medway Maritime Hospital are still waiting up to 9 hours to be given a bed. An inspection just before Christmas raised concerns about long delays in A&E. Well, bosses say they've since had a significant increase in non-COVID cases and are trying to make improvements to get people assessed and admitted more quickly. A Medway tax consultant who stole almost £7 million from construction workers' pay packets has been ordered to repay £1.7 million or spend more time in prison. David Hughes was jailed for 9.5 years in 2018 after being found guilty of stealing millions in taxes from clients. The 55-year-old from Cooling has been given 3 months to pay up or face another 4 years behind bars. A Maidstone man is meeting up with nine others who've been diagnosed with breast cancer to help tackle what they feel is the stigma linked to their experiences. Figures show around 370 men are told they have the disease each year, with roughly 85 dying. Stuart Weaver was diagnosed in 2005 when he was in his mid-30s.
I think with my personal friends, it's easy to talk about because I've done it many times before, but if it's sort of speaking to new people or people, I don't know, for instance, maybe in the pub or something you've never met before, it can be sort of a funny thing to broach with somebody because some people still don't know that men can get breast cancer. This is why it's vital to spread the word as much as possible. All right, it's only sort of 370 to 400 men a year that are diagnosed with breast cancer. But a lot of men do die because they don't see somebody quick enough, and therefore they're sort of the later stages of breast cancer rather than checking themselves regularly, you know, getting seen, getting to the doctor and then getting treated properly straight away. So it can be a stigma for some people still, I think, but certainly not for me and my friends and that sort of thing and family. I'm in another couple of groups that are mainly women. support groups, and obviously because they know about me, they will tell their partners, and hopefully their partners will spread the word as well. And I think that's vitally important, and not just in those groups, but vitally important outside of that to the general public, for the women to make men aware of it. And it was actually, in my case, you know, I didn't know at the time, in 2005 was the first diagnosis. And Karen actually made me go to the doctor at the time. So that was, you know, a thing. Men, I think, have a problem or think they can tough it out and not go to the doctor straight away. And you need to, any problem, you need to get to the doctor straight away and get it sorted. I think it's important that the, you know, men realise that although you don't have as much you know, breast tissue as women, some men can have a fair bit, and you know, you still get the same sort of symptoms, and you know, like inverted nipple and little bumps on, you know, can be around the nipple, any discharge, reddening of skin and dimpling and things like that. So the actual fact that you can get breast cancer is exactly the same, and the treatments are all exactly the same, obviously depending on the type of cancer that you've got. So that, you know, in terms of that, men and women should all check and raise awareness in general for breast cancer in men and in women throughout the country.
Kent Online reports.
The architect behind the arch at Wembley Stadium has unveiled plans for a winery in Kent. Vineyard Farms want to put a winemaking and bottling facility on land in Cuxton and produce up to 5 million bottles a year. Lord Norman Foster has come up with a concept, which also includes a visitor centre, restaurant and coffee shop. This is one of our most read stories today. A granddad has been fined more than £750 after refusing to take down a treehouse near Sevenoaks. Dean Gearing from Stansted spent thousands on the structure for his grandchildren, but was told to remove it by the council in 2017. The 50-year-old has been told it must come down as soon as possible, or he'll face another visit to court. You can see what it looks like at Kent Online. Aldi has announced it's looking to open another 16 stores in Kent. The supermarket chain is considering sites in areas like Ashford, Broadstairs and Canterbury. Organisers have had to postpone this summer's Leeds Castle concert following a delay to the full lifting of lockdown. The event near Maidstone was due to take place on July the 10th after being cancelled entirely last year. It's now been moved to the 4th of September. And former JLS star JB Gill has revealed how he plays his own music to animals on his Kent farm. He says it's interesting to see if the cows approve of his new songs. He lives near Sevenoaks with his wife and two children. The group are planning a comeback later this year.
Kent Online Sport.
Football, and the Dover Athletic chairman says the club's been let down by the FA after they lost an appeal against a large fine and points deduction. The non-league side have been told to pay £40,000 and will start next season on minus 12 points. It's after they failed to play four games during lockdown earlier this year after financial pressures meant they had to furlough their management and players. Jim Parmenter's been speaking on the club's YouTube channel.
I was surprised and disappointed by the result, but I was quite angered by the written reasons. The financial situation we were in was very clear, and that was demonstrated. And the fact that we weren't able to project the next 5 years when we were in the middle of a pandemic doesn't seem to me to be relevant. And the suggestion that my personal financial information and should have been made public in order to support our case when we're dealing with a football club that's a limited company should be a warning to anybody that's thinking of investing in a football club or supporting a football club financially, because it seems the FA deem it their right to decide who, how much you should be putting into a club and how much you shouldn't. And I'm frankly disgusted by that.
And what now for the club?
Well, we move forward. You know, we've had to cut our budget, despite suggestions to the contrary. We are going to be probably on 50% of the budget we had last year. But, you know, this is Dover and we'll be fighting like hell next season. We're going to start with a 12-point deduction, but you know that's something for us to target and aim at and try and get over.
And now's the ideal time for the town to get behind us, the region to get behind us, and come out and support us.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's commonly thought that we've been treated quite badly and unfairly, and I still hold that true. And as I say again, I think the football system has failed us. I think the FA have failed us, and I think the general public and the town and the area need to get behind the club now to show that they think we've been unfairly treated, because you know somebody at some point has to stand up and say this is not right, and we can't allow clubs to be treated like this when they're in genuine financial difficulty.
Staying with football, and former Gillingham skipper Max Amar has rejoined the club. The 29-year-old defender is back at Priestfield just a year after leaving for Bristol Rovers, who've been relegated after finishing bottom of League One. Carl Dempsey will still be the Gills' captain. Meantime, the Gillingham manager has been speaking to the Kent Online podcast about his hopes for the next season. With less than 2 months to go, Steve Evans says he's busy getting a squad together and wants 8 or 9 new additions.
We hope to do some business this week. We need to do some business this week, but we need to make sure that we do the right business. And it's been difficult. I think I've read Carl Robinson's words last week saying how difficult it is for Oxford to compete. But that's a club that probably has 3 times the resources we have, if not 4. So it tells you how difficult for us. But you know what it is? There's good players out there just compared to others. But we were still the one team that come the end of the season that no one wanted to play. So you can still build a team. You don't base it on finance. You base it on what your eyes tell you. You know what you're feeling about them is, and putting a little platoon together, if I can use that word, a little platoon of men together to go into battle, and that's what we're trying to do.
And in cricket, Kent have suffered their first T20 Blast defeat of the season. They were beaten by 47 runs by Somerset last night after being set a victory target of 205. The Spitfires are back in action against Glamorgan in Cardiff this evening. We'll have details of the result on sister radio station KMFM tomorrow morning. Well, that's all for today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Plus, you can subscribe to the IM News app, which will give you access to all KM Group newspapers. Just head to subsaver.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.